Eavesdrop, or originally eavesdrip, is a very old word. With the invention of the portable sound recording device, eavesdropping today is both simpler and more sophisticated, allowing us not only to hear, but to record what people are saying without going anywhere near any eaves. So, thusly armed with such an electronic recording device, I ventured forth unto the streets of London to see what I could hear. To hear what I could hear.
Me brother Mark, he's sort of like my hero. He used to discipline me a lot when we was growing up, like, often with a pair of shoes. A shoe in each hand he'd have, and he'd, like, clap me round the ears with them, you know. And this was, pretty much a daily occurrence.
Obviously in South Africa it's very hot. It can be, like, 40 degrees, you know, in the shade. That's hell of a hot. But even then, I wear shoes and socks, because I don't want people to see the ends of my feet poking through a pair of sandals. Who wants to see that? Nobody wants to see that.
You know, there's things that just don't add up. Like, I mean, there's obviously some things add up. I mean, numbers and that, you know, you can add them up. And you always come to a conclusion, don't you? But other things, like emotions, I struggle with them, you know, because they don't add up, do they? They don't add up to too much.
Why is the sky so blue? You know? I mean, it's not always blue. Sometimes it's grey, and sometimes, like, maybe at night time, you know, it's quite dark, you know, like, almost black-coloured. But during the day, when the sun is out, it's a very, very blue colour. And I don't really know why. And that bothers me.
I don't suppose I've come to terms with my own grief, if I'm really honest. It's not an easy thing to come to terms with, you know. I love that bloody car. I used to call it my wee princess. Because, you know, it was an Austin princess. It's just really hard. We went everywhere together.
I don't think I've ever truly been in love. Not really. I've come very close to it. I am quite a private person. But I do like people, you know. I'm very happy to go out and see people. I don't get invited out that much. But I, you know, I'm perfectly happy. I don't feel the need to be with another person at all.
I never had the problem with it, to be frank. Other people used to say to me, you're a horrible eejit when you've been drinking. And you're violent and you're nasty, you know. So, you know, fair enough.
Teenagers would have toughened up, really, you know, and you become something more than the sum of your parts. I was very much the sum of my parts at the time, but I think since then, I think I've become more than the sum of my parts. And that's something I take a good deal of pride in, I must say.
I don't really understand the compulsion for computer games here now, if I'm honest. I go fishing. That's what I do. You know, on the bank, looking out over the water, and just, like, sitting with my rod, sometimes in my hand, sometimes not. It's always within grasping distance. You know, obviously, that's what you've got to do, isn't it? You know, if you get a bite, you've got to grab your rod, haven't you?
No, the thing is, right, at the end of the day, it's your life, isn't it? It's your life. It's not my life. It's not up to me. You know, you do what you want to do. I can't tell you what to do with your life. It's your life. But all I will say is this. You can't just go through your life living your life. Oh, I'll live my life my way. That's all right. If other people get upset at the way you're living your life, well, you've got to change the way you live your life, haven't you?
I've been living in New York City now for this part of, 56 years. There are a lot of people in New York City. And I don't like them. Not one of them.